The other end of it is the sacramental use of chemicals, in which chemicals can be used as instruments for regaining our own divinity. And it has been used historically through culture after culture, for generation after generation. And we have now legally thrown out the baby with the bath, in a sense, because we were so afraid of the dirty bathwater, we opened the thing and the baby went too, and the baby we needed. And so it has gone underground. And in a way, those forces in a society which would awaken people to the spiritual dimension, which diminishes the power of the state, of the individual, because you're serving a higher master, which is the same thing as Jesus' discussions with Herod and with the Roman forces and the Jewish elders and so on in those times. It was the fact that he was serving another force that made him willing to die. And once they don't have the power of death, do you see, that's the final power. If you don't do good, I'll take your life away. And you say, go ahead, baby. That's your karmic problem, not mine. And that really shakes the whole game. I mean, when enough people play, and that's exactly what Gandhi was teaching in nonviolence. And that was the power of his movement. He was saying there was a higher force there. So when we deal with the tryptamines, which are mind-manifesting or allow you to set aside your habitual ways of looking at things for a moment in order to see freshly, to regain innocence, to see without the imposition of conceptual structure, it allows you to see how imprisoned you have been by a traditional structure of mind. And you get to the point where you can work with the structures of mind, which is your ego structure, really, or your structure of self. You can work with it without being entrapped in it. And that's what the psychedelics are about. And they, under the conditions where you have been doing your practice and you are either schooled in working with psychedelics, or you have good guides, or you have good friends that you trust in a good setting, these can be useful to remind you. Maharaji said, if you're in a cool place and you're feeling much peace and your mind is turned towards God, it could be useful. See, that's the sacramental use. He said it would allow you to come in and have the darshan of Christ, meaning you could be in the presence of spirit. He said, you can only stay 2 hours because it's not the real thing, the real samadhi, but it's useful. And I really hear that, just that way. I don't hear it as the final method, but I hear it as a reminder to reawaken you once again. And I've used it that way. I've taken LSD maybe once every couple of years.